So as we celebrate the mystery of the most holy Trinity of one God and three persons, how would you describe the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? What kind of relationship is that? You know? And how are we to imitate that relationship, to live in a Trinitarian way? At the other masses, people said, well, you know, it's a loving relationship, right? Okay, yeah. But to say that they have a loving relationship, it's kind of an understatement. Jesus says in the gospel, regarding the Holy Spirit, he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. You can tell how that relationship is a very selfless relationship. And if you look at the Bible and the tradition, how God the Father loves the Son so much that he sacrifices his only begotten Son for our salvation. And the Son loves the Father so much that he's completely obedient to death on a cross. And the Holy Spirit is the fruit, the expression of the love between the Father and the Son. So you can see how the relationship is always other-centered. And if they put a spotlight on one of them, they point the light to the other person. And this kind of Trinitarian relationship is what I call a very empathetic relationship. Empathy, which is different from sympathy. Sympathy is kind of like, oh, you poor little thing, I'm sorry, boo-hoo. Okay? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. So, for example, a common depiction of the Most Holy Trinity is when you have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they're just kind of like gathered together, like at a dining table. So imagine, what would a dinner conversation look like between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Like today, we have a witness talk. Idalia, you know, you're going to give a little witness talk of how she, of her journey of becoming baptized and First Communion and confirmation, her RCIA process. But let's say the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're gathered together and they're talking about Idalia. You know, they're like, how did she come of faith? You know, who takes the credit, right? So the Father be all like, okay, well, Father might say to the Son, well, it must have been you. It must have been you because, like, maybe your example on earth, maybe she was motivated by you preaching the Beatitudes, or maybe your example of life, death, and resurrection. That's why she, you know, she is who she is now. Or maybe the Son would say to the Holy Spirit, no, it's you. She must have been guided by the Holy Spirit, you know? Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe the Holy Spirit might say to the Father, no, it must have been you. Your Father, the Father's love. Maybe she went to the beach and she saw the beauty of God's creation. And that's how she ended up becoming who she is. That's called a genuine, selfless, empathetic relationship. Well, what does your dinner conversation look like? Is it very similar to the Most Holy Trinity? Can you tell that the Most Holy Trinity is present at your dinner conversation? You know, if we do have dinner at all. Huh? I would say many of our families, many of the world, our culture, it is lacking in empathy. And maybe if I kind of probe into what your dinner conversation looks like, you'd probably be asking questions such as, did you pay the bills? Or why were you late? Or why didn't you pick up so-and-so, right? Or you tell the kids, what are your grades? Or rather than focusing on the other person, it can be about, well, guess what I did today? Guess what I ran into? Guess what I did? Or even if you're appreciating and complimenting somebody, you might be like, oh, wow, I really appreciate you, and I really like to thank you for doing this for me. You see the difference between a Trinitarian dinner conversation and then most of our conversations? And it's actually kind of scary. Let me tell you, it's kind of scary how many children cannot get this concept of empathy, of being considerate of the other person. And let me give you a concrete example here. I was at a house for dinner, and nice family. All families are nice for the most part, you know. But, you know, I can tell, like, I mean, parents, it's tough being a parent. You know, we had Mother's Day. We talked about how difficult it is to be a mother. And, you know, this mom, I think she worked from like 7 a.m. to like 6 p.m. or something. And then she came home, and I could tell she had a tough day at work. She's just like tired, you know. And she comes home, and she says to her son, you know, he's like, hey, you know, like, I'm so tired. I had a rough day at work, you know. And then you know what the son says? Where's my dinner? I have no socks for tomorrow. I mean, I understand. I don't think the mother expects the son to be like, oh, let me take care of you, okay? But, I mean, can you, like, just, the body signals everything. Just does not register. You cannot think for the other person. Where's my dinner? Where's my sock? Your mom had a tough day at work. Like, hello? Right? This is actually scary, you know? And that's why there's a lady named Michelle Borba. She gave a talk at my high school, St. Francis, and also at Santa Clara University. She's a leading parent figure in terms of parenting. She's like the Dr. Phil, the Dr. Oz of parenting. And she's on the Today Show and all this. And she got a new book called Unselfie. Unselfie. You get what I mean? We live in a selfie generation, and it's called Unselfie. And her research shows, compared to 10 years ago, young adults are 58% more narcissistic, 40% less likely to show empathy. This is scary. This is very scary. And it must change. And I believe as Christians, the only way we can change is to imitate the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That Trinitarian relationship. To live with empathy. And empathy is actually all over the world. Look at the business world. Last week, there's an article. You heard of a company called Amazon? Yeah, I'm sure you order through Amazon. Oh, a lot of you know. Who's the CEO of Amazon? This bald guy. You know? His name is Jeff Bezos. In the article, he says his company is now going to focus on empathy. And he wants all of his employees to focus on empathy for each other, around the company and for the customers. And he wants to focus on empathy so much that the lowest 10% of the employees that shows the least amount of empathy will be fired. I don't know how empathetic that is, okay? But you see how a business driven by production, driven by, you know, profit, is focusing on the need for empathy? At NYU, New York University, a couple years ago, they did a study of, you know, a psychological study on, like, how do we deal with the incarcerated, you know, the people in the jail system? Because sometimes it's like they don't show any emotions. Maybe they keep it inside, but it's like they just go and just kill someone. They don't know, like, how it affects. There's a lack of empathy. I kill someone, I don't know how. I don't really care how you're hurt by it or how the family's affected by it. So what they did was, at the jails, they brought in a cute little puppy, cute little dog. And the inmates, they were in charge of taking care of the dog for a month. And, you know, feed it and take care of the poop and everything, right? And then after a month, they have to give the dog to another inmate. And then you can hear the conversations. They're like, hey, this is my dog. I've been, like, taking care of it. So you better take good care of it. Because if not, I'm going to kill you. You know? But you can tell the growth and the level of empathy. Because after 6 months, the research shows the level of violence and stabbings went down. Because now they can actually, you know, consider the other person. And that's what I would like us to do. Imagine a dinner conversation that focuses on living a Trinitarian way through empathy. or maybe at recess, or maybe amongst your coworkers. And the first, most important thing, number one, is to turn off the electronics. So you take a little basket, something like our collection basket we have, right? And then you put all the cell phones and all the laptops and iPads, put it all on the basket so that that gets rid of the technology. And whoever reaches for it first has to pay for dinner. And instead of talking business, saying, oh, what did you today? Why don't you ask empathy questions? What empathetic thing did you do? If that's too high of a vocabulary, you can just say, well, what kind thing did you notice today? Because seems to me, a lot of times, you talk about the negatives. Well, this happened, or terrorism happened, and somebody got shot, and this happened. I mean, it's reality, but there's also a lot of kind, empathetic things that's going on. Just look at the small section in the back of the newspaper. It's there. It's actually there. What kind thing did you notice today? And how about in the dinner conversation, try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Imagine if you're the kid asking, hey, Dad, I wonder how your day went today. You drive up to the city, hour and a half traffic, hour and a half on the way back, 3 hours. How was that? I'm concerned for you. You know, do you need a chiropractor? You know, right? Or how about Mom? You know, I wonder how your day went today. You know, I know that you've been having some health issues and all this, and all right, is there anything I can do to help? Right? Or how about, hey, older sister here, you know, it must be difficult breaking up with your boyfriend. He was no good for you anyways, you know, but just, you know, anything I can do to help? Right? How's that going? Or, hey, son, you know, I wonder, you know, how much pressure you're going through with all this academic competition and choosing colleges and all these things, you know? How's that going? That's a different dinner conversation than guess what I did today, right? Or who pays the bills? Or what is this? How come you didn't do that, right? This is empathy in action. This is Most Holy Trinity in action. And that's what I ask us to do this week. How can I live in a Trinitarian way? To live empathetic lives. Whether it's at the dinner conversation, whether it's at recess at school, whether it's amongst your coworkers, or you know, any kind of club you have, any kind of gathering, how can I live in a Trinitarian empathetic way this week?